have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. open up your mouth and say something tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to open up your mouth and work the word. Somebody say work the word tonight. Work the word. Let the word work for you. Good evening, everybody. It's a blessing to be here tonight with you on Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Go ahead and call a neighbor. Go ahead and call a friend. Let them know that I'm on the air tonight. Come on. Open up your mouth and say something. Hallelujah. God has been good to you. You ought to open up your mouth and give him a praise. Come on here. Hallelujah. You can open up your mouth loud and shout with the voice of triumph. So we praise the Lord tonight. Good evening, everybody. La-di-da-di. We thank God for each and every one of you that are on tonight. We thank God for those that will come back by replay. We're not going to leave nobody out tonight. All is included. Somebody ought to say, he included me. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to tell you that God included me. Hallelujah. When they counted me out, when they said I wouldn't make it, when they said I couldn't be this or I couldn't be that, God included me. Hallelujah. When they said nothing grows in Lodabar, he included me. And not only did he include me, but he included you too. So we thank God for you guys tonight. I'm going to give you a few minutes to go ahead and talk, call them up on the air, call them up on the line, dial them up, let them know that I'm here tonight. Let them know that she said she was going to be here last week and she's here tonight only because God made a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on tonight, I give God praise. I also thank God for my husband, amen, Bishop James Hunter, my covering, my pastor, my head. Hallelujah. My lover, my friend, my confidant. Hallelujah. The father of all of our five children, I thank God for him tonight. Hallelujah. A lot of times, wives, we're so busy with the day-to-day cares of life, day-to-day jobs, routines, and whatever we're doing. Amen. We sometimes forget to thank God for our man of God. Come on here. If your husband is saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you ought to thank God for that. Come on. Hallelujah. There are many wives out here looking to have a saved husband, looking for God to save their husband. And he has blessed you with a saved husband, and you want to let him know you appreciate him. Is that all right? Hallelujah. I appreciate my man of God. I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah. I can only speak for myself. Amen. And we want to go ahead and give a big shout out to my sister, my pal, my friend, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. We praise God for everything that God is using her to do and everything that she puts her hands to. I might be God. It manifests. It prospers. Hallelujah. I don't know if I should say this or not, but I believe she got the Midas touch. Come on here. Hallelujah. I truly believe that. Amen. Because she got so many hands, her hands in so many arenas. But guess what? They're prospering. Amen. So I thank God for her tonight and all that she does to help us get out the word of the Lord. We got to get the word out. So don't be selfish. That's why it's so important that you invite people to come on to listen. It is so important that you invite people to come on and pray that God move on them. Some going to fight you tooth and nail, but then some will be like, okay, I'm coming. And they'll show up because they need something from God. We can't be stingy in this hour. I talked about this morning on the prayer line of how we are selfish. And God says we're so selfish till we don't even want to share him with others. It's not that we are afraid. It's just that we don't want nobody getting what God got for us when we don't even understand that he is a big God and he can bless me, you at the same time all around the world. He can bless us all the same blessing everywhere because he's God, right? He's a universal God. You can't box him in. He's God in New York City. He's God in Alabama. He's God in Kenya. He's God in Jamaica. He's God in London. Come on here. I know God is God, and he always will be God. Hallelujah. Old brother Shambach used to say that. I don't know if y'all young enough or too old enough not to remember brother Shambach, but he used to sing that song, and it really used to bless my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, We're so glad that you're tuned in tonight. But while you're tuning in, I want you to make sure that you get something. It's a lot that people come, you know, people can come to you and talk. It's good to talk. It's good to teach. It's good to train. We need that for our development. But if you're not applying anything you learn, if you're not applying anything that was said or spoken, then you're doing yourself a disservice, right? So I want you to make every word that the Lord speaks tonight applicable for your life. Apply the word. Come on. And it's time out for just hearing the word. You got to not only be a hearer, but a doer, right? So you're doing when you apply it. You apply the word. Let the word work for you. Let the word set you free. Let the word make you whole. Amen. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. We're getting into the word of God, but we're getting ready to pray. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for these your people that have assembled on this line. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Father, we thank you for what you're about to do. Set a fire down in us tonight that we can't contain, that we can't control. God, we need more of you tonight. So, Father, we need you to move. We need you to make haste. We need you to close some doors, oh, God, that we've opened, oh, God, that we've allowed the enemy to come in. We need you to shut it down, oh, God. We need you to change mindsets tonight. We need you to change hearts tonight, oh, God. Father, if you find anything that shouldn't be, we ask that you remove it. Take it out, oh, God. Hallelujah, because we've got to be right. We want to be saved and we want to be whole. So tonight, God, we are leaning and depending on you to see us through. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you will do, and all that you're about to do. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God tonight. We love God tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe you love him too. Otherwise, you would not be here on this line tonight, right? You could be doing a whole lot of things. So I don't take your time for granted. I don't take your life for granted. I don't even take what God have called you to do in the earth realm for granted. Hear me. I understand that a lot of us are not where we need to be, but some of us are coming. I understand that a lot of you need to be in a higher place than where you are, and you playing around, and I want to let you know time is up. I'm not going to sit here and pacify you. I'm not going to sit here and baby you. You grown. Come on here. Put your big panties on and get them out of the ward and go on and obey God. That's what I'm going to tell you, sir. Put on your boxers and go ahead and obey God. God is coming for the men in this hour to set them back in order. He's trying to realign them in the right positions that he already gave them in the beginning. God gave man dominion and power, and it's time that men get back in their rightful places. Women, our job is to push them back into purpose. Our job is to push them into destiny. So if you see a brother and he's not in place, listen, minister to him. If he has a wife, minister to them, okay? We're going to be decent and in order. A lot of times we see brothers out of alignment, and instead of us praying for them, we talk about them. Sometimes they cause you to talk about them because they come for you. I know a lot of men who think they got it going on, but they don't even know they one step from being in hell. Come on here. And they're talking, so they got this nasty disposition. They have a ray of arrogance, a self-centeredness. You know, male egotistical ways and male chauvinism, and you really can't talk to them because some of them are narcissists, and they're not going to hear anything from a woman because they feel that a woman is beneath them. I don't know why I'm going here, but God, I'm going to walk on in it. If you open the door, I'm walking in it, God. Hallelujah. But anyway, they talk down and look down on us because we got our acts together, or at least we are trying to get our acts together. Hallelujah. But see, God don't let them see that part. He let them see the part that needs to be seen so that we can win souls. See, let me tell you something. God is not uncovering our nakedness. No. The Bible says love covers. Love hides a multitude of fault, a multitude of sin. So God is not revealing our sins to the people so that won't receive us. He's showing them the good side, the work that we're doing that is positive, the work that we're doing that is right unto him. They are seeing begin the work so that we can, he wants us to win them over. Can we have a good witness? Can we testify of the things we did bad? And so that somebody can see that they're not in it alone, that they too can come out of that lifestyle. Can we show people where we come from and stop trying to show them the glitz and the glam? Glory to God. Because sometimes you want to show them the clothes. And some of y'all know, if you're anywhere in entertainment or arts and entertainment, sometimes the clothing that the people are wearing does not even belong to them. They're loners. They show the clothing representing the designer. The designer makes money because you're going to want to buy it. You're going to want the real thing. And you're not going to allow the boosters to come to you. You're going to get it from the originator, right? So that's the reason why they loan those in arts and entertainment the clothing. Amen. So y'all need to know things behind the scenes and stop trying to judge stuff that things that you don't even know nothing about. Oh, they got all of this. Oh, they so wealthy. They may not be wealthy. If they can't buy their own Birkin bag, they ain't wealthy. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be wealthy to have a Birkin bag, but you got to be ready to spend 20, 30, 40 and on up for a Hermès Birkin bag. And ain't nothing wrong with it. If that's what you want, you got the money, get it. I'm not going to tell people what they shouldn't be buying. What I'm trying to tell you is you need God. Amen. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to help you understand how you can have it all. But you got to follow some rules. That's the problem. We want things, but we don't want to follow the necessary steps, meaning the necessary process to get it. Everybody want it quickly. You're not even ready in your mind for God to drop a mink coat on you. And I'm talking about a mink coat. I ain't talking about a $10,000. That ain't no money. I'm talking about a mink coat, hallelujah, that's going to cost you some money. And you ain't even ready for it because you don't even live a mink coat lifestyle. Oh, Lord, who am I talking to? Why we got to fake it till we make it? Stop faking it till you make it, honey. And be the man or the woman that you are. And be thankful and grateful for the stuff God already given you. Come on here. Lord have mercy. If I can tell you anything, even my young self, I thank God for my younger self. I didn't fake it. Amen. I like nice things. And I asked for nice things as a child. I didn't play with toys. So my mother couldn't buy me little things like all the children that were around or that I went to school with. I had to have big things. So it's nothing for me to see at the age of 4 and 5 and travel on an airplane by myself and then to see and go to Jack McConnell hat shows and all this kind of stuff in New York. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing for me to go there every year, visit it there every year, maybe 2 to 3 times a year. Amen. And out of two of those times, it was going to Jack McConnell. And then the third time may be to see my aunt. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is I wasn't faking it then. And I ain't finna fake it now. I'm going to just be honest. If I want a designer bag, I'm going to buy it. But if I don't want it, I'm not going to buy it. Is it necessary? Sometimes it is. Sometimes, listen, let me say this. As African-American people, we feel like what we worked for, we earned it. So if we've earned it, we should be able to buy ourselves something. And that only makes you feel good about you working, your work ethics. It makes you feel good that you can be able to buy something. But is it necessary? Right now, I would tell the younger me, the older me, right now we're in a time where there's going to be famine, there's going to be pestilence, there's going to be a great falling away. We're seeing that right now. There's a need for all of these things. Amen. You see the gas prices going up, but it don't bother me. They can take it on up high as they want to. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. I ain't worried about that. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that. See, but what I worry about is the souls of the people. Some of you put on a whole front at church like you full of the fire, you full of the anointing, and you go home living like the junkyard dog. You're not really saved like you say you are. You ain't really feel like you say you are. What kind of prayer life do you have? That's what I'm interested in knowing. Because one thing about a person, if they got a prayer life, they can pray their way up out of some situations. If they got a prayer life, they can cause things to manifest. Hallelujah. Quicker than what it would happen. If you got a prayer life, you need a prayer life. So when people come talking, I want to know, well, how many times do you pray? And who are you praying to? And what is God saying? Can you tell me what he's saying? Some of you pray so quick, you through. You don't sit and listen to hear what God is saying. And every time you come, and that's why I hate for people to try to prophesy to me, because I'd be like, Lord, they are past tense. They're prophesying past tense. They're not even prophesying in the, oh, Lord, in the right season. That's an over and done with season. Lord, teach them how to, Lord, have mercy, hear you. It behooves me how people try to come and want to speak a word into your life so that they can get close to you. Baby, that don't work with me. You got to be sharp, a sharp shooter. And you got to really be sharp in the spirit in order to move me right now. Because I'm so in a place with God, I just don't want to fool with folks. With a fake self. I said it. I'm so sick of you. Want to be religious. You're a religious demon. That's what you are. You denying the power thereof. Oh, yes, there, yeah. Uh-huh. You out there trying to act like you got a form of godliness. My God. Yeah, you look like the church. Uh-huh. But your ways ain't pleasing to God. You look like the church. And you dressed up like the church. You talk like the church. You even dance like the church. You got all that down pat. Don't Satan got it down pat, too? Come on here. The devil can prophesy. The devil can speak in tongues. The devil can pray you up on the bench. Why? Satan, well, let me go a little bit further. Lucifer, before he was kicked out of heaven and given the name Satan, listen here, he was able to sing melodious songs unto God. He was able to worship God in spirit and in truth. He was able to get to move the heart of God. Why? Because he was a worshiper. Lord have mercy. So yes, the devil can speak in tongues. Yes, the devil can preach. The devil knows the word, and the devil wears Prada. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. The devil wears Prada. So Satan and, the devil can do the same thing as one of you so-called Christian people can do. Amen. But it's the only thing about it. But let me go back. Lucifer, he was anointed. He was an anointed angel. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But when God stripped him of his anointing and his power, he was stripped before the people, and God rendered him null and void. Come on here. Hallelujah. So now he's under our feet. But a lot of you are eating with the devil. Uh-huh. You going out to eat with the devil. You sleeping with the devil. Oh, yeah, y'all exchanging money. My God. Lord, have mercy tonight. Lord, help me get in this word. My God. So, yeah, the devil can do all those things. But now that he's been stripped, he's not anointed anymore. So there shall be a difference between the anointing of God and then those who playing like they got the anointing. Lord, you got to know the tree by the fruit it bears. Come on here. You got to try by the spirit and see if it's of God. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to go in the word tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know where I'm going, why I'm going, but I'm going. Wherever God leads me, I'm stupid enough to follow him. I don't know about you. I don't know if y'all willing to take those risks. I don't know if y'all willing to go all the way from faith to glory. I don't know if you're ready to stay on and live on and see what the end going to be. Some of you ready to die. I ain't ready to die. I'm ready to live, come on here, my best life on earth, because I know when I see Jesus, amen, it'll be amen. All of my troubles, all of my trials, all of my being lied on, all of my being misunderstood, all of my disappointments will all be over. Huh? When I see Jesus, it'll be amen. Glory to God. I'm excited about my future. I don't know about y'all. I'm excited about your future, too. But for those of you who play in church, you get on out of my way now, because I'm going to rebuke you. I'm going to rebuke you. You're going to get a rebuke from me. Hallelujah, because I don't have time for foolishness. I'm going to rebuke the hell that's in you, up out of you, so that we can put some God down in there for real. And then you're going to love right. And then you're going to talk right. Then you're going to walk right. Then you're going to live right. Then you're going to pray right. Then you're going to sing right. Then you're going to worship right. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to tonight? I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, God. Help us tonight, God, to obey you, God, in season, out of season, when it's good, when it's bad, when it's ugly, when we are lonely, when we're by ourselves. Help us to obey you, God. And how can you obey a God that you say don't talk to you? People say, I ain't hearing nothing. You know why you ain't hearing nothing? Because you don't have relationship. When you begin to have relationship, you'll begin to hear. When you begin to have relationship, you'll begin, you'll begin to, there shall be a difference on the inside of you. But you ain't, you don't have time to sit and listen. You pray and you quickly out the door. You pray and you gone in the kitchen. Some of you got a cigarette in your hand. I see you. Some of you drinking your beer. I'm trying to tell you now, you done allowed the devil to come back, and the devil done came back and took over. That's what he'll do. If you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. That's why you got to close the door to Satan. Hallelujah. Every door in your house, every window in your house, every crick and cranny, you got to seal it off. But if he in there, you got to open up your window. Height up your window. Come on here. Open up your doors and let him go on out of there. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to cast them out. You got to evict him. You got to serve him notice. You got to listen. It's time to go. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all stop letting the devil come on back in your house. Stop letting the devil come on back in the faculties of your mind. You got to listen. You have the ability to decipher what is good and what is bad. If it ain't good, if it ain't God, decipher it, shut it down. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. Cast it down. When it don't sound like God, cast it down. When it ain't God, shut it down. My God, tonight. Who am I talking to? I ain't even got in the word. Hallelujah. But have your way, oh God. Can y'all hear me well? I forgot to ask the question. Ain't nobody said nothing. I feel Jesus. I feel him moving. I feel him walking. I feel a stirring in the spirit. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a moving in the spirit. I feel a pressing in the spirit. Oh God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, we thank you for your people tonight. Oh God, have your way tonight. Move like never before. Shake us and rock us. Rock us and shake us till we look like you, till we act like you. Oh God, set a fire this afternoon, God. Oh God, burn up everything tonight in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Oh God, I thank you. My mind so cold about you. Hallelujah. I am what God designed me to be tonight. You are what God designed you to be. I'm telling you, God getting ready to manifest some things for us. Ah, yes, he is. I'm telling you, manifestation is here right now. Some of you too afraid to walk in the new doors. But God said, some of you ain't got to walk in them. He said, that's all right. He said, I open up the door for you. Some of you contemplating. Some of you calling folks on the line or a phone. Should I go? Should I do this? Should I? What did God say? If God opened up a door for you, baby, you ought to thrust yourself in there. You ought to fall deep in there. Because if God did it, it shall, my God, it shall not be returned. If he did it, it's good and very good. If he did it, it is so. Hallelujah. Stop calling up folks like you don't know they are. I guess you would call people when you ain't in the right standards. You got to call them when you, you got to call people when you know you ain't doing right. So you, because you ain't, you can't hear. You need somebody to hear for you. I'm telling you, them days going to be over. The people that you've been calling that could hear for you, maybe they, and I'm telling you now, let me say it publicly. The only people that I'm going to sit and take out time with and hear what they have to say are those who God have put in my hand and those who God may want me to minister to, because there are some people that may not be in my hands, so to say, but God still want me to minister into their lives because they have come to me. right? And there are certain things he's going to allow me to speak, and then there's certain things he's going to cut out I won't be able to say. And I'm not going to get in trouble with your leader over you. No. Nah, that ain't happening. If you got a leader, and then they are a leader, they ought to be able to pray over you. They ought to be able to cover you in prayer. That's where you pay your tithes at, right? That's where you need. But listen, tonight we're going to find out why a lot of leaders get burned out from covering people that's supposed to be in their watch care, in their care, and then, but you don't even want to do half of the stuff that need to be done in the ministry. We don't want to serve no more. Everybody done stop serving. We don't want to clean no toilets. We don't want to pay our tithes and offerings. We don't want to come in and help no way. We don't want to work in the kitchen. We don't want to be an usher. We don't want to be a greeter. We don't want to be an altar worker. All we want to do is be cute and come after men. But baby, them days is over. I'm about to rebuke the hell up out of the people and put some God in the place of the hell. Y'all better hear me. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. It's so sickening to watch grown folks. All they want to do, they calling you up for a word when they get the prophecy, when they get what God said, when they get, sometimes they don't tell you, especially when it concerns money. They're not going to tell you they got it because they don't want to give you anything. They don't want to sow back into the one who, because see, what y'all don't realize is prophets have the ability to unlock you, to unleash you, to open up things in your life, to manifest things, to speak things over your life that was dead. Some of it wasn't even there. But because God backs us, we speak of what the Lord has given us, they will manifest. Lord, have mercy. So you never want to shut up the mouth of a true prophet. You want to make sure they're good. You ought to check up on them. You ought to call them and say, you good woman of God. You good man of God. You were in my spirit. How dare you try to use the gift that God has put on inside of them? How dare you keep trying to suck the life up out of them? Amen, amen, amen. And they already got a flock. And you coming along with your low-down, dirty self. You out for lucre. You ain't studying nothing else. You don't want God. You just want the blessing. You don't want God because you don't want to live right. You devil seed. Oh, yes, I did call you a devil seed. How dare you? You don't want to sow back into the one who God has put over your soul, who God has praying over you. And decreeing and declaring things over your life. You don't want to sow back into them. You ought to make sure they good before anything. Because when you can't hear, they hear it. Huh? Shade, mind, that by said. I'm getting into the word. I don't know why I'm going where I'm going. But I'm sick of folks. So what you pay your tithes and offers? So what if you got leaders that don't get a salary from the church? They preach every Sunday. They're ministering. They're not only doing that, they're doing other things to build the ministry every week, week after week. So what? You pay your tithes and offers. That don't go to them. It goes to keep the church going, running, right? But then what's wrong with you? Y'all getting ready to get them big income tax checks, but I may be behind the season. I hear somebody say, you don't even know what you're talking about. I've been got my check. So if you've been got it, you should have some money. Because I've been telling y'all to save. I told you don't go spending no money on things that are not a necessity. Save. We're in a time where we don't need to be splurging. Save. If it's not necessary, save. I've been telling you that. So shouldn't nobody be saying, I spend all of mine. Well, okay, you spend it all. But you ought to go and give your leader some money. You ought to put some in their hand. And it shouldn't be no $10. You don't crumb out the ones who watching over your soul, baby. You don't crumb them out like y'all do. Y'all do God like that, so I guess you'll do your leaders like that. That's how you know if a person is obeying God. If they obeying the leaders, following what that's acts of them, then they're obeying God. Mm-hmm, that's servanthood right there. My God, hallelujah. But y'all don't even want to say, well, is there anything you need me to do for you? Is there anything you need me to do for the church? What's wrong with that? You know why people, you know, I know I don't call the folks in my church. I don't call them on the phone asking them to do anything. Now, I will ask one of my spiritual sons to do certain things for the ministry, but not for me. So I'm saying I don't ask none of our members to do anything for me. None of them. If it's something to ask them to do, it's for the church. But why wouldn't it be nice for them to call me on the phone and say, Apostle, is there anything I can do for you, Bishop and the children? Is there anything you need me to do? I'm going to say no, but at least ask. Come on here. People just don't have no heart, but they want you to be on point. Be on post, be their watchman, be their ear, be their prophet and all of this stuff, but what are they doing for you? All right, we get into the word. I'm going to run through it real quick. So God, he'll slow me down. I'm going to stop at verse 9. Y'all go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Glory to God. I love y'all, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Have I become your enemy because I tell y'all the truth? Maybe I have. It's all right. You're going to love me one day. You got to love me. You better not die tonight. Because if you die tonight and you don't love me, you're going to hell. So you better love me. Amen. Listen, let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. I hope y'all paying attention. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Listen, good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. This is what God is saying. Don't forget all of the things that I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. Do we take to heart God's commandments? Are we doing the commandments? Listen, are we loving our neighbors as thyself? Amen. Are we not coveting thy neighbors this and that and the third and the fourth and the fifth? I'm just asking. They'll help you live a long, long time and a long life. Live full and well if you keep the commandments, okay? Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. You hear me? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't you lose your grip on love and loyalty. Because love, my God, tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and in the eyes of the people. Therefore, that tells us right there that God does not, the Bible, even so in Proverbs, it also talks about what God have pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So that means that in the sight of God, God shall give us favor. So shall thou find favor. We shall have favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. When we go before men, they will see the favor. They ought to see favor on you. Favor goes before you. Favor is with you. Favor walks with you. Favor go in the room and make up. Listen here. Favor of the God, favor from God. My God. It should be all over you. Right? Glory to God. You should earn a reputation for living well. Ain't nothing wrong with having a reputation for saying somebody say you live well. Because when I die, I want them to know. And if we're not raptured up out of here, I live well all my life. Yes, I had hardships. Yes, I've had trials and tribulations and tests and all of that in the third. But I've lived well. You hear me? From childhood, I had a gold spoon, a silver spoon, and a wooden spoon. I ain't had no wooden spoon. I just heard my elder say that he always talked about the wooden spoon. But I'm just saying, I've been fortunate all my life. The favor of God is on me now. How do you think I'm here where I am tonight? Because of favor. Dr. Kimmy Finn found favor in me. Come on. I'm just trying to tell you. God will cause men that don't even like you to open up a door for you. That's the favor of God on your life. But some of you just, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just be real. I'm sick of church folk that's faking it. Sick of you faking it. Sick of you only wanting God for his goods, his hand. Uh-huh, but you don't want his word. You want the hand of God. But you don't want the word. You don't want to live right. But you want his blessings. You want his money. But listen, the Lord said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So we can't get mad for those of us who living right, who's striving to be all that we can be. We're not perfect, but we're trying to be perfected in the things that pertain to us. Come on here. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost that's on the inside is the perfect one. And we're trying to live right. But sometimes people make it hard for us. Sometimes we look at them so, and if it don't be for God holding our tongues, Lord, bridling our tongue, we may say some stuff. My God, and I'm almost delivered from the slapositis. I used to have slapositis. I ain't had it in a while. But sometimes folks make you want to go back to slapping them. Amen. Glory to God, I'm almost through. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your word. The Bible begins to say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Y'all are leaning to your own intellect, and I want you to know your intellect is no match for his intellect. Stop. It's his trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. Another scripture says, with all your heart and soul and might. Lean not unto your own understanding. That's what's wrong. You doing it on your own intellect. How many of you know you can go to school all your life? But the thing about God is, and school is, he'll take the foolish thing to confound the wise. God will do something that throws off the Richter scale, and you smart folks over here saying, no, it can't be done like that. And God said, oh, yes, I'm going to show you it can be done like that. Why? Because he's taking the foolish thing to confound them. Sometimes he has to do foolish stuff to confound y'all want to be so smart people. Hallelujah, with these high IQs. There's nothing wrong with having a high IQ. Don't get me wrong. And I'm up there somewhere. I used to be up there, real up there. But, you know, you get older. Some things you just don't use anymore. Some subjects you just don't have to use. Some things you learn you just don't have to use. But once somebody talk about it, you can relate because you know what they're talking about. Come on here. God will, he will bring those things back to your remembrance, those things which you might have suppressed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My God. Moving on. I'm teaching good tonight. I'm teaching better than y'all sharing. I'm teaching better than y'all liking. I wish we had a like button. I'm teaching better than y'all liking. Y'all, I wish we had a bell that y'all could ring. I'm teaching better than you ringing that bell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Lord have mercy. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Now this gonna make y'all mad, and about 40 of y'all gonna be mad, and about 1,000 of y'all gonna be slain in the spirit. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits and with the first fruits and with the first fruits. I've been talking about first fruits. It started in August, letting our people know that we were going to do our first fruits the month of February. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I think everybody got amnesia of all thine increase. Honor him with the first fruit of all thine increase. It didn't say part of it. So why we set aside, and y'all, some of y'all, y'all don't want to be blessed. You don't want to be blessed. You don't want to be blessed. You don't want to be blessed. I want y'all to finish reading that. Hallelujah. What will happen if you do these things? Your bones are going to be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. It's the most of it. But listen, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't just be playing with God. Stop doing that. Stop just saying it with your mouth. Mean it in your heart. Glory to God. Don't you try to figure out everything on your own. The also, some of you overthink things. You overthink so much. Well, I you know, what if I do this? What if I do it this way? Do it his way. Lean on him. Yes. Give him your understanding. Give him your knowledge. Lord, give me your wisdom, God, because I need the wisdom of God on this thing right here, on this matter. I can't trust nobody with it. I refuse to go to anybody with it. God, I'm bringing it to you because I need your wisdom. I need your understanding. I need your knowledge, God. Hallelujah. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. Everything you do and everywhere you go. When you get up in the morning, Father, guide me, oh, thou great Jehovah. Hallelujah. Lord, go before me. Go with me. Make every crooked place straight. Lead me and guide me into all truth. Everywhere I'm going to go today, God, if there's somebody I need to minister to, let me be in the right place at the right time. Let them be receptive of your word, oh God. So as I go out, if I got to minister to somebody, I've already asked God what to do, how to do. God, show me what you want me. Tell me what you want me to say. Reveal to me who they are. Reveal to me their heart. I want to know the heart of man. I'm sick of you telling me about people in their business. I don't care. That's their past. Leave it there. Tell me about what they're doing right now. Tell me about how God brought them out of drugs, and now they're opening up facilities for people who have drug problems. Tell me about what they're doing right now. Yeah. If you're going to tell me about the past, tell me about the present. Come on. They ain't going to do that. They're going to keep it in the past. So don't come to me with it. I don't want to know nobody old past history unless it's relevant for their future right now. Don't assume that you know it all. Some of y'all think y'all got it all. You know God so well, you got him down pat. Y'all going to be a fool when you find out that the things that we were taught in church, God ain't never said it. God wasn't even in it. That we were just being like little soldiers. Here we go. Whatever they said, we went for it. We didn't read. We didn't study to show ourselves the approval of working that needed not to be shamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We didn't do none of that. We just went on what they said. Hallelujah. Just like they were back in slavery. When the Bible was taught, the Bible was taught to you the way the master wanted you to understand it and to comprehend it and to know it. So the man he gave to you was another African-American, one that was sick. I mean, that was a slave just like you. And he told him what to say, when to say, how to say, to keep you in line. And so we got in church. Now they did the same thing with that slavery man mentality, trying to keep us in line. But they was in the church smoking cigarettes. They had gallons of liquor in their car. But you telling us, oh, don't y'all get drunk. Well, no, I ain't never heard that part. I ain't never heard it being preached on about cigarettes. Why? Because my pastor was a heavy smoker. I'm telling you, they didn't preach on what they were doing. See, listen, let me tell you something. And if I'm going to call you a liar, if I'm going to say a lie, I'm sick of liars. I also got to talk about those sowing discord among the brethren. I also got to talk about homosexual, lesbians, all of those things that he hates, the things that he hates about us. Our pride, we got pride, we prideful. He hates that. We got to talk about the whole book. We can't sit there and just pick out stuff, nitpicking. No, baby, talk about it all. Glory to God. I'm almost through. I think I'm through. Almost through. But listen. Again, don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. I'm telling y'all, some of you tonight, God's getting ready to give you life all over again. God says, I'm getting ready to heal you in the outermost parts of your body from the innermost parts of your body. God said, this is an already done thing. Healing is already ours. So when we ask God to heal us, y'all talking to God like you don't know the word. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we're already healed. We're already healed. So we don't have to ask for healing. Lord, send me the manifestation of my healing. Y'all been praying wrong. That's why it takes so long for you to get healed. Lord, you already healed me. He already healed me. He took it at the cross. At the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by sight. It was there by sight. It was there by sight. It was there by faith that I received my sight, and I'm happy all the day. So I'm telling you, we are already healed. So when you're praying to God for your healing, for God, you already healed. Father, I thank you that you've already healed me. Lord, now I'm waiting on the manifestation of my healing on this side of heaven. Because some people are not going to get their healing, their manifestation, until they get to heaven. Y'all hear me? Sometimes people go, they leave here with one leg, or one arm, one eye. But when they get to heaven, they're going to have their, oh, Lord, have mercy. And their glorified body, they're going to have all both. Everything God born us with, we're going to have it. I'm finished, y'all. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. You got to give him the first fruit. Don't come to me, well, what is first fruit? I done gave you scripture. I done read it to you. I done talked to you about it. First fruit is not a portion of your income. First fruit is the first. First of all, thine increase. If you got seven businesses, every check for that first check that you get in whatever month y'all doing it, it goes to the Lord. It goes to the Lord. That's why people are not as prosperous as they could be. And I'm talking about the people who struggle with finances, the people who struggle, who have a problem giving, the people who have a problem sowing. That's why you struggle, because you got a problem giving. Amen. I'm through. Y'all be blessed by this word. I know the word blessed me tonight, and I hope it blessed you. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. Amen. So right at this time, Dr. Kimmy King, let's go ahead and open up these phone lines. Amen. I want y'all to come on, tell me your name, city, and state. You got a prayer request, tell me that also. Amen. Y'all on right here, right now, with the apostle. So we're getting ready to open up these lines. Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah.
Good evening, Apostle. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I'm listening to this word, but I'm at the hospital here in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Nothing serious. My blood pressure just went up real high. So just pray for my blood pressure. The top was like 180, and the Bible is 104. So stay in here, treat me right now.
Amen. Well, Father, we thank you now for Minister Emma. We praise you for this vessel of honor. Father, right now we are asking that you would lower the blood pressure. We ask that you would bring her blood pressure to normalcy. We speak normalcy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you already healed her, and we are waiting on the manifestation. Father, we thank you that all things are as well as they are. So we bind worryation. We bind stress off of her right now in the name of Jesus. We're binding every mind-boggling thing that will try to come to her mind, that will try to oppress her. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and so do we. So tonight, I thank you, God, that her health is intact, that she is healed in every area of her body, of her mind, and of her soul. I thank you now for this vessel, God, and we continue to give you the praise and honor and glory for her in Jesus' name. Minister Emma, you go and be thou healed in Jesus' name. All is well. All is well. You're not going to worry about nothing. You ain't going to worry about a doggone thing. Give everything to God.
Amen.
Give it to him. Everything.
Amen.
Yourself,
Amen.
Your life, your children, anything, your family, give it to him. Because he's the only one that can do something with it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. I love you.
You
are welcome.
More.
I'll check on you later. God bless you.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you, Apostle. I'm Minister Pam from Sierra Land, Alabama. I just like to thank God for the word that I endured on tonight. It was a great word, and I thank you for the right prayer for my healing. I just thank God for it because I did get off my inhaler without my doctor's permission, and I thank God I am well and all is well with my lungs. And I just like to thank you so very much for this word on this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Good to have you on with me tonight. And I'm in awe with how God healed you so quickly after coming to the church for a visit. I just thank God for what he did, you know, and your obedience. So and I'm going to tell y'all, people of God, hear me and hear me well. In our obedience to God, that's when he moves. Right? As long as you stay out of the wheel, as long as you know, no communication with God. You just out there doing your thing, then okay, you do your thing. But when you come into alignment with the will of God for your life, things will change. Things will manifest. Things will get better for you. Amen. So I thank you tonight for tuning in, joining me tonight. And you have a great evening. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you again.
Amen.
Good evening. Hey, love you more. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle. Good evening. This is Minister KB from the B-Town area in Brookhaven, Mississippi. How are you doing this evening?
All is well. How are you, woman of God?
All is well in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. I received that message on this evening, and yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Stretch my hands to God.
That's right. Amen. God is doing it, woman of God. And listen, everything we're doing now, we got to give it to God, and we just got to stay in his will. He's going to perform every promise he made. You hear me? He's going to perform every promise he made to you. I know, you know, you're like, well, Lord, when you come, he coming. And guess what else?
Amen.
The things that you worried about is already fixed. You're going to find out that, Lord, I've been worrying all this time, and you done already fixed this thing. Lord, why didn't you tell me? You know, you're going to feel so dumbfounded. Lord, have mercy. Lord, I've been worried about this, and it's already done. He takes the foolish things to confound the wise. God's getting ready to show up and show out in your life, woman of God. And he's got to do it, but the way he's going to do it is going to shock some of the ones, the doubting Thomases. Let me just say that. The doubting Thomases, that's who God going to shock. And listen, you're going to be laughing because you already knew. You knew God was coming through for you. Amen. So I bless the Lord for you tonight.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. I love you. You have
thank
a great
you.
Evening,
thank
okay?
You, thank you. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
You too. Love you more. Thank you. Thank
I accept.
You.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Sylvia Hunter. How are you this evening? The Spirit of the Lord was on this line. I felt Jesus moving on through this broadcast.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus, for you being on this broadcast on this evening. You bringing that fire with you. And I thank God for you. I pray, God, replenish and add back to you what you have poured out. He has not forgotten about your labor of love that you show towards the people.
Thank you. I definitely receive that. Amen. I receive that in my spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to bring the fire. I want people to be changed and be different. I want people to come on with the come on, because y'all been sitting, some of y'all been sitting back too long. You've been sitting down and you've been sitting back waiting. You've been looking and talking and running. Some of you been running your mouth. Some of you been quiet. But I'm telling you, it's the time now that we got to show up. When God comes in the room, you got to show up. You got to answer the call. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. So, woman of God, I thank you for joining me on tonight. I appreciate your service. Amen. For meeting me here every week. Amen. Making sure that others know that I'm on the line. And that's what I need. I need y'all to go ahead and tell people to meet us on this line. They ain't just meeting me, because when I come on here and y'all on here with me, we coming on here for people to meet Jesus, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank God for you tonight. Amen. I want you to go in peace, knowing that God done already worked that thing out, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle.
Hey, this is Ronnie calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. How you doing?
All is well. All is well. How are you tonight?
Good, Mama. How are you?
Woo, I'm well. Thank you for asking. Hallelujah. I'm concerned about you. All is well. All is well. This morning, you sound so much better on the prayer line. You know, God's like clearing up the congestion. I thank God. Amen. For you, I thank God for your patience. You know, you patient with people. And, you know, you love giving folks a second chance, you know. And that's a good thing. Don't stop doing that. But in this hour, you got to be more wiser than ever. We all got to be wiser. We got to be sharp in the spirit. So y'all, everybody under the sound of my voice, and that those that will come back by replay, ask God to sharpen your discernment, amen, so that you don't be fooled and tricked by the devil, right? He's so cunning. And, you know, he will fool the very elect if it were possible. You heard what I said, if it were possible. So, y'all, we got to ask for discernment, amen. And so I pray that God will give you the discernment that you need for such a time as this, and that he will even sharpen your hearing, that you will hear more clearer now in the realm of the spirit than ever before. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. You ought to be glad God chose you. Many are called, but few are chosen. God chose you for such a time as this. I want you to go in peace. I love you. Thank you for being on with me tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Why are so many people afraid to speak? I ain't got to say nothing in your life. I ain't got to speak in your life. I just want you to speak. Come on, somebody. I know you're out there listening. Hey, man, we know who's on here.
Good evening. Good evening.
God bless you.
Tanya, calling from Theodore, Alabama. I really enjoy the word, and I thank God for how he's using you in every area of your life. And I pray your support, and I hope God opened many, many doors, many more doors for you.
Thank you.
And your family.
I
pray for you.
Amen. Thank you. I accept that woman of God. I accept. And as he's doing it for me, he's doing it for you. Hallelujah. Most definitely.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, God is getting ready to cause you to go into a consecration where he's getting ready to limit. It's going to be a limit on the places that you can go. Woo! Lord have mercy. I see God causing you to shut in the home more than you have before. I see him taking you out of places that you go to help and support He says, because I now need to get something to you. And because of the different ears and the different levels of the people that you go and try to help, he says, I got to draw your attention to me. He's going to draw you all the way back in, because what's getting ready to come out of you now is going to be very different for you, and it's going to be sort of hard for you to do, because it is not going to be the easy going. It is going to be bam, 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 bam. God said he's not playing. And so what he's doing, he's going to bring you in so that you don't have all these different ears, these different voices. You're going to only be able to hear him in this place. And you're not going to be able to go help everybody like you have been. God said, I'm going to limit you. I'm limiting you because he needs to have more of you. And you know, when you spread yourself out, you know what I'm saying? It's a drain in the spirit. People drain your spirit. They weigh on you because you are God's woman, God's spokesman, and the burden of the people weigh on your heart. So God said to keep you healthy, to keep you sane, I got to pull you to myself. Whoa! Lord have mercy. And it's not a demotion, not by no way. But what it is that you can't go here, this one, here, there, go over here and help here. I'm going over here to help there. I'm going over here because I gave them my word. Then I'm going over here. Lord, now by the time you get to my full service, you begin to feel tired. You begin to feel weighed down. Your spirit is weighed down because you're carrying everybody. God says, so I'm drawing you to myself. Hallelujah. But when you come out, oh, my, it ain't going to be, it's going to be like a whirlwind. You're going to have the power, the voice of God, and God is going to give you his judgment. Hey, you're getting ready to declare his judgment in the earth. And so you can't have all these leaders on you. You can't have them all pulling you here and there because of the simple fact you see, because what you judge, you may have to give them judgment.
Jesus. Amen.
And they ain't going to want to receive it. Man, hallelujah. Because we thought we were so close. It ain't about being close now, woman of God. We got to tell them the truth. No matter if it hurt them. No matter if they don't want to talk to us anymore, we got to say what says the Lord. And it's only going to come a place where you can do that is when you pull back from everybody and be shut in. Because as long as they seeing you every week, you know, they feel like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we cool, we down. We good enough. No, this ain't the time. God says, I'm drawing you to myself. So I hope you receive the word of the Lord. I mean, it's going to be a hard thing when God gives you his judgment. He says, he calls us his elect. I give my elect my judgment. Woo! To declare it in the earth. So every time there was a prophet that had to go forth with judgment, what they did, after they gave it, they run and hid. Some of them, well, Elijah did. He running. So it is what it is, woman of God, and the word of God cannot be returned unto him void. Is going to accomplish that, what he sent it out to do. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. So listen, everybody, listen, it's been real. I've been on here past time, but I love each and every one of you. I want you to get somebody on here next week. Get 10 of your friends. Tell them to come sit and listen. Tell them to come sit and eat. Hallelujah. Come listen at Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. It's been real. We're keeping it real. Y'all meet me next week, same bat time, same bat station. Good afternoon. I love you guys. Shalom.
All right, Arthur, you're up.
Paul and Silas was wrapped up in that Roman jail. Had nobody to go their bail. Silas said, you preach, and Paul said, I'm saying.
Just about that hour, something happened.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. When the Roman guards go to sleep. I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight hour. Yeah, in the midnight hour. Yeah, yeah.
like to be with friends. Then again, like to be alone, so I can talk to my Heavenly Father. Say again now, talk to my Heavenly Father up in heaven.